Read The Sociopath Next Door by Martha Stout, book link below. She gives great resources why sociopaths are in fact 4% of the general population. Most sociopaths are indolent, and sitting around drinking and making money is a great way for such people to make a living and pass the time, and addiction is very common in sociopaths, because without a conscience, life merely degenerates into a series of games and power plays. It is true that only 1% of sociopaths are violent. However, about 10% of all people are high-conflict personalities, book link below, and in addition to sociopaths, this would include those who are pathologically narcissistic. I have met people who are pathologically narcissistic, and while they had a morality, it was rather easily relegated to the back seat when their own priorities were on deck. I have known, met, and read interviews with the people who trade time with their body for money crowd, and they are overwhelmingly in these groups. If you include the pathologically narcissistic, then we at well over 97.5%. Or two standard deviations into the bar girl population. There is no such thing as a sociopathic symptom. If you behave in an immoral fashion, then you either have a conscience about that behavior or not. Whether that conscience is easily evaded or avoided, drowned with alcohol, is another matter. The vast majority of people, but not all, are shallow and have no interests. They only crave status and money. Also, women operate under a different moral system, perhaps socially dominated, or in a different potency than a man's, Lawrence Kohlberg et al. People that trade time with their body for resources think they are doing a taxing and emotional job, so people offer them emotional generosity and respect. Also, I never haggle about money, it is a binary outcome. However, I am no white knight. Sociopaths are 4% of the population, but about 90% of the people doing this work are sociopaths. Overwhelmingly, you are being manipulated. A series of games and maneuvers and power plays is all a sociopath ever knows about living life. Know this and guard your wallet and your well-being and your feelings, and if necessary, your heart. Remember first grade, everybody was bigger than you. Most women have very limited power, always, and have to manage their concerns in other ways. Why do you think women in general are so obsessed with security? Women frequently strive to seem capricious, but they're anything but, they are often cold and calculating when it comes to a life plan. In the last 10 to 15 years, we have millions of men worldwide sharing their experiences, and this situation is so common that it is called monkey branching. The monkey does not let go of one vine until it already has the next vine in its grasp. After all, something could happen, but once the trigger is pulled, it seems to you like it just happened, but for her it has been planned for weeks or months or years. If you think otherwise about an instance, you are probably mistaken, and statistically, you are mistaken. In the US, half of all women have a backup plan. Knowing how gold-digging Oriental women are, if they can do better than you, they will. There comes a point where they have aged and you are entangled and children are involved, but we are not talking about that point. In the case of the movie My Thai Bride, she just filched Ted's money as her best option. https://www.esquire.com/lifestyle/sex/news/30217/half-of-all-married-women-backup-plan. This post, written for the general public in the internet, was a great opportunity for me to get to know how this whole internet thing actually works. Being a teenager in the 90s, early millennial, I was still educated in the world before the internet. Back then, people took pride in differentiating from the cattle by reading a bit. There was a general understanding that the masses were ignorant. Anybody who took the time to break up with common sense and propose a different way to see something would take pride in being different. Nowadays, the general internet user is weaponized to defend ideas everyone is used with. Feels like justice to do their best to exterminate non-common sense ideas by anonymously voting down and leaving angry comments that just state old moldy ideas like if they were reinventing the wheel. Someone went like, hey, you wrote 69 instead of 68, I'm not buying any of this crap. Or, Jimmy didn't open for Pink, it was the other way around, I don't even want to debate you, I'm paraphrasing, as if it changed anything about the gist of this text, when it really doesn't. As if it justified to discard the whole interpretation proposed as being imbecilic. That's what the general person wants to do in the first place, as fast as they can, reduce the brain usage, and put their anger out there. My turn to vent. I'm not saying my text is not wrong. I'm just saying the interpretation I propose here can be useful to someone as it is to me. I suppose the way the internet works is one of the boosting reasons why the world is going extreme right-wing nowadays. Conservative ideas are easy, warm, and welcoming. As usual, feast on them in the comment sections here and everywhere. Have you got it yet? 90% of people who sell time with their body are sociopaths and have no conscience. This does not mean they cannot be sensual or aesthetic, but from the research it almost always means they are selfish and indolent. Any other reality you put upon them is statistically mistaken. This girl runs every time she can, which is often, as there is always some new chump to sweet talk. Running is even easier money than looking sexy and having sex, which is much easier than having some factory job, which is easier than getting an electrical engineering degree. The idea of collective punishment and retroactive revenge is not even plausible, and is very unlikely. People focus on being a part of any group because they lack a personality. If being Indian, Jewish, Southern, Black, gay is much more than a footnote to a person's existence, then that person is really only an empty vessel seeking a port. Culture is rubbish. There is only IQ, resilience, and a person's work ethic. What you stuff into your mouth and what you clothe yourself with is slash was the remnant of a former geographic necessity slash availability. IQ is presently rated as 80% heritable, and it explains most everything about success and behavior. Statistically speaking, people just have different traits. Some particularly high IQ individuals and ethnic groups, for example, could be lacking in other areas that make a society complete and whole. Women tend to fixate on emotion because it's how they're wired. It's a maternal instinct that governs their values, and it's important, but it's not everything. There is a female nature and a male nature, and it is fundamentally rooted in biology. To pretend that we're not part biological creatures whose psychological construction doesn't come with a long evolutionary history is to deny scientific truth. I understand that this truth is inconvenient for a lot of people, but inconvenience isn't a threshold of acceptance where truth is the foremost priority. My So and I have a wonderful and fulfilling relationship because we balance each other. She understands my maleness and tendency to be oriented towards understanding and resolving problems as a matter of subjects and objects, things, and I understand her femaleness and tendency to view the world through an emotive lens, feelings. We work together very well to build a fuller picture. We're very open with each other about what we think and how we feel, and we work as a team. There's a balance between us that's very special. If I weren't emotionally stable or I was preoccupied with feelings, we couldn't have the relationship we have because I couldn't provide the stability she needs. This is also true if she weren't an emotional person because she couldn't provide the warmness that I need. We're great for each other not because we're the same, but because we're very different. There's a balance to be had, I think. We're permanently bound to our biology and there is no escaping it. Our genders, our sexes, have an irrefutable and irrevocable effect on our perceptions and values. But that's not to say that everything we perceive or believe in is a simplistic expression of our sex. To understand the argument in these correlative/causative way is to grossly oversimplify the link between gender and personality. Anyone who argues for or against the idea of biological gender in this way doesn't understand or appreciate that the world isn't a construction of simple labels with lines between them. The idea that everything matters is an interesting one that has kept us from destroying ourselves for 2,000 plus years. Whether or not it is true is irrelevant to the fact that it has kept us from dissolving. Those societies that adopted that worldview did better than the societies that did not. A lot of the patrons of this forum that are young, and many don't understand that one book ignited the civilization of man. That book can be complete bullshit, but the societies that adopted the book's lessons are the superpowers today. And now all tenets of that book are being attacked, questioned, or dissolved. Borders, property, sovereignty, public pragmatic debate, monogamy, marriage, merit, competition, respecting wise judgment, etc. It's all being chipped away. I remember a quote to the effect, a woman is never more honest than when she says, I love you, to a multimillionaire. I could not find this quote when Googling, but nowadays I save such things. Let me revise this quote and add a comment, a woman is never more honest than when she says, I am happy I chose you, to a millionaire. Components to a relationship, sexual desire, shared worldview, common interests, being polite and getting along, and having enough resources to conduct life, which translates into money. Vastly different amounts of money are needed depending on female ambitions and expectations. Love is a chemical cocktail in your brain. Love is also an emotional cocktail. Plutchik proposed the wheel of emotions in 1980 to illustrate the various relationships among emotions. Sexual desire is not on this wheel because it is not an emotion. It is biological and instinctual. The right girl sexually is the girl who makes your dick hard. As I read in the answer to a question in the Playboy forum, not everything that is sexually exciting is healthy and in your best interest. The guy had caught his wife cheating and was massively turned on. Plutchik wheel. Attraction isn't a choice. By attraction, we mean genuine desire. Sexuality is spontaneous chemical reaction between two parties, not a process of negotiation. A woman who wants to fuck you will find a way to fuck you. She will fly across the country, climb in through your second story bedroom window, fuck the shit out of you and wait patiently inside your closet if your wife comes home early from work. The girl who tells you she needs to be comfortable and wants a relationship first is the same girl who will fuck the hot guy in the foam cannon party in Cancun on spring break just half an hour after meeting him. You can get sex for money, and when you are lucky you can purchase sexual performance that awesome and largely indistinguishable from desire, but you can't obtain true sexual desire based in money.